station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 16th.
Oh, it's my girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just realized that.
Whoop-de-doo.
Happy birthday, Rebecca.
Oh, it's for Rebecca.
Yeah.
Okay, happy birthday, Rebecca. Yay. I happen to know her, so that's fine. If you told me it's somebody I don't know, I couldn't care less.
Oh my God. Wow, gee.
So you're all in pink today, which is good. It looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, pink looks good on some women, I think. And yeah. It's sort of like a warm color, I think, you know?
Warm? I guess so. I think it's kind of bright.
Yeah.
Bright and shiny.
It is.
I don't know. Like me on some days.
Yeah. Did you have coffee this morning?
I didn't. I'm really tired.
Really?
No, I'm super tired. I'm just pumped. I have a lot going on, so my brain's like on overload, so I have like 5,000 more things going inside my brain than I normally do.
Yeah, so it's hard for you to get some sleep, huh?
Yeah. Oh my God, my brain was spinning and spinning last night, but...
That's good. I mean, that's excitement, you know? That's adrenaline and shit. I know what it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I have so many things going on, so it's good stuff. It's all good. But, last night I decided I needed to just kind of veg out. One of my roommates got back who's been gone for over a month. So we went to go get food at this new place down the street. Actually, there's a great pub that you guys should check out if you live in L.A. area. It's in Los Feliz, and it's called Morrison's. Like Jim Morrison.
Right.
So everything on the menu is kind of named after the Doors. It's pretty
really?
Cool. Yeah, yeah. And they have really good food, like all organic, really good food. And they've got, it's an Irish bar, so they have Irish food with like, you know, weird sausage stuff and whatnot. But it's good. I mean, I had some pecan salad. And anyway, the guy there is like a drink master. Like, he's incredible. We'll have to have him on the show. I told him about it before, but I also think that Joey would love it.
Yeah.
Because, well, we were there, and I went there for Christmas Eve for my birthday, you know, turning, when it was midnight, then it was my birthday then. So we went there originally, and then I came back and brought these guys there last night, and I did have Honey Jack on the rocks, and I had one drink, and I was, like, completely lit.
Really?
It was funny. Yeah, because I don't really drink anymore. So it's like, wow, like, that took me... That's insane.
Just one drink, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's unusual.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I was like, you guys need to drive me home. I can't drive now. yeah. But it was good. So anyway, they have all these drinks there where they make these ice cubes that are round. Mm. So they're like round ice cubes, a little hole in it, and they pour the Honey Jack inside the hole into the ice cube. So the actual liquor drink is inside an ice cube.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's neat. And so then that goes in your drink. And then it kind of, you know, the drink itself kind of blends with the ice and melts out.
Right.
This is for if you have something on the rocks, it's really good.
Yeah.
Because I was drinking Jack on the rocks. And it kind of like blended out. And it was just, it tasted so good. And it was cold.
Really?
And it was just the way of chilling.
So what's Honey Jack? I mean, what, you put honey in it?
It's the same amount.
The
it's, yeah, they have, it's flavor. It's like a honey flavor in it. It's a sweeter version of Jack. Same thing, same proof, actually. Yeah, so same amount of alcohol and all that, but it's just, you know, sweeter.
Oh, sounds interesting. I'll have to try that sometime.
Oh, it's really good.
Really?
Everyone that I've turned on to it is like, oh my God, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But they've got all kinds of, they've got these brews that they make too, which are pretty interesting. And I mean, I wouldn't drink it, but other people might like it. They take meat, and he made a brew where he takes this actual meat and puts it in the liquor. And so the liquor soaks up the meat flavor.
Right.
And then they also have a bacon one where they stick bacon inside the liquor.
Really?
And then the liquor, you know, ferments kind of around it. So it's a bacon-flavored liquor.
Oh, my God.
They have all kinds of stuff. I mean, he's a really well-known mix master. He's worked he's worked all over the world. He's been on several different TV shows and whatnot, teaching people how to make different kinds of mixtures and drinks.
Right.
And kind of incredible. But this is his baby right here in L.A. So Morrison's. You guys should check it out. We should have him on the show.
Yeah, cool. Yes. Yeah. We should have the whole fucking town on the show.
Why not?
Yeah. There's so many interesting people out there.
Right?
You know?
But isn't that cool? I mean, like the things, yeah. the things that they come up with, like how to make certain drinks.
I know. I know. Yeah. So, I mean, if he's so famous, what's he doing in a small bar in Los Feliz?
It's his baby. It's his. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
he's there. And yeah. And so I saw him there last night, too. And he was sick. So I was like, okay, don't make me any drinks then. But they do have, I mean, they've got all kinds of stuff that they were making. And they make it on the spot. And, you know, like the what do they call them? Flair bartenders. Like they have all that flair stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And it's a dark, sexy place, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. So it's cool vibes.
Dark, sexy place.
Dark, sexy. Yeah.
Nicely lit and everything.
Nicely lit. Mm-hmm. All blacks with, like, a little bit of white and red. Mm. It's nice.
You always find those great places, you know?
I look for them.
Yeah.
Actually, no. They just kind of slap me in the face, like, oh, this looks cool. Yeah. Go in there. Yeah.
So in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling from Vail, Colorado, right?
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the ski resort.
We'll
stuff.
Talk about,
is that what
yeah,
talking about?
Skiing in okay. Vail. And, yeah, I mean, have you ever skied in Vail?
No.
Yeah.
Never skied anywhere.
Oh, well, okay then.
So we'll find out from her
yeah.
all the information
what,
and stuff.
All the snow and what there's yeah. to do and whatnot. Cool.
Yeah. Now, you know, yesterday we were waiting for a guest here, a porn star, and she never showed up.
Right.
And I truly expected some an email, something, you know, from the publicist,
right.
from her.
Nothing?
Say nothing. Not only that, I saw a tweet from her, which she probably, like, scheduled in advance or something, because it was about 8:45 in the morning. It says, I'm on my way to LA Talk Radio. Well, she never showed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
She never showed up here. Never, nobody ever called. No email. I sent them an email. Didn't get any response. So at this point, I'm really fucking pissed off.
Right.
Okay? Because the thing is this. You're invited to a show. The show's going to be about you. It's going to be dedicated to you most of the show. And you don't even fucking bother showing up.
Right.
You know? And I don't. You know, this is not the first time a porn star has done this, you know.
That's because they think they're stars, and they're
exactly.
not.
Exactly. That's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, to treat us like garbage, you know, just because you fuck on film. I mean, what the fuck is this? How have they become, like, such a big deal?
I know.
You know?
Because people make them a big deal. And I totally agree. You're right. They spread their legs, and all of a sudden they're known.
Yeah.
I think
you
that's
know?
Ridiculous.
And the more disgusting they are, the more known they become.
Yeah, that's just insane.
You know, but the thing is, yeah. is that, okay, I understand these people are going to Vegas this week for the trade show and everything. You know, they have
Yeah, but don't
AVN.
Commit to something that you're not going
yeah,
to
exactly,
do.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
right.
and that's the thing. I mean, you know, you get people waiting, and it makes us look like shit. It makes us look dumb, you know, because then I go home, I see all the posts I put on Facebook and Twitter for it, and then she doesn't even bother showing up, you know?
Yeah.
People are writing, great, I'm going to tune in and stuff, or, oh, I missed it, you know, let me
right.
listen to this.
And
nothing,
she didn't even,
you know?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, and we also have a long line of, we have a list of people trying to get in here, and
yeah.
we're kind of getting booked up, like, we're booked up till, like I said, like, almost towards the end of February now.
Right.
And this could have been a day for someone, or yesterday could have been a day for, you know, someone else to come in.
Yeah, you know,
spot.
I mean, it was supposed to be two girls coming in yesterday.
And
one flaked out at the last minute.
Yeah.
But at least they told me, you know.
Right.
So then, and then this one doesn't even fucking bother.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's this attitude, this lack of respect for other people that you keep seeing all over the place,
yeah.
you know, because they think they're such hot shit, you know.
Yep.
Most of them are skanky anyway. I mean, who cares?
I agree. I
you know?
Agree. I
and,
agree.
You know, so that really pisses me off, you know, because,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like we're in fucking somebody's basement and we're unimportant, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
I mean, this is my fucking show. If you're not going to show up, let me know.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
you
it's
know?
A common
Or apologize
courtesy.
After the fact.
I'm so sorry this happened or I slept
exactly.
in. Even if you slept in, just say it. It's
yeah.
better to be honest than...
So that's why I don't like, you know... Like, getting pissed on the day that they're not showing up, because you give them benefit of a doubt.
Right.
You know, maybe something happened. But
you
now,
know what I really like? I like the fact that you're pissed, because I've never really seen you like,
really?
Rawr, rawr, rawr before.
Yeah.
And you are, and I think it's, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of can't wait for comments from people later on and be like, yes, Sam went on a rant, and I love it. And it's kind of, it's good, too. It's
yeah. You know, I mean, that's the thing, is that, you know, it really pisses me off, and I really considered whether I should talk about it or not, because it's
oh,
almost
definitely
it's already gone,
it.
But it's probably going to happen again. And You know, I mean, I enjoy porn stars coming in here. It's good eye candy. Yeah. They have good stories and everything. It makes the show sexy. But at the same time, you know, I mean, these people are so unreliable.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, they live at night. They're like all night owls, you know.
Right.
They don't like live in the morning. They don't like getting up in the morning. But if you don't want to come, just don't fucking come, you know. But this is like for you to promote you. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's promote whatever you have going on. I know.
Yeah. And that's what I don't understand, the self-importance, because they fuck on film, you know. That's what I don't get. I mean, you should have absolutely no respect for yourself at all.
I'm sure they're going to want to. They're going to be calling in now.
Good.
I really want to be on that show.
Yeah.
All they do is make fun of me. No, I'm kidding. Whatever.
Yeah,
you know how
we'll
I feel.
Show
I,
them, you know?
Yeah, you know how I feel. I could care less if they were on here or not.
Yeah.
They're all, yeah.
I know. And, you know, I mean, the thing is that most people, most guests look forward to being here. They're grateful to come.
Right.
You know, they get exposure. They get to be on the radio and everything. These people don't give a fuck about anybody, man.
They don't care about anyone but themselves.
So that's why, you know, next time if porn stars want to come on the show, they better ask hard because it's not
pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah, so all the porn stars are in Vegas this week. I guess they got the AVN Awards.
Oh, the AVN Awards, yeah.
And all that. So, yeah, and that's the thing. They walk around, oh, I'm nominated for the best fucking anal by three dicks up my ass, you know? That's what they pride themselves
about. Oh, my God. I just love how you put it so delicately.
Or like newcomer of the year, you know, yeah.
Newcomer. Our jokes could just go on.
Yeah, I know, you know. And, I mean, you know, some of the things that they do. I don't enjoy porn like that at all, you know. I like more like innocent porn and stuff, you know. Like some Japanese porn and stuff, it's like so like naive and stuff.
Is
you
it?
Know? Yeah.
I don't know. I've
it's
never
like
watched
they
it.
they don't look like professionals, you know. They look like amateurs. I mean, still pretty and everything, but they don't look like they're, you know, American porn is just like constantly like screaming and oh yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, oh God. You know? Nobody fucks like that.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know?
I really love that you're just kind of on one today. It's kind of fun for a change that it's not me.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy this funny.
I know that I get emotional on the show.
No, but it's good. I like it.
Yes,
but it is true. And then what happens is that, like, so many guys, like, I remember my ex, he would watch a lot of porn, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, who, everyone, people watch porn, but he would watch it, and or we watch it, and he would be like, he would expect like sex would kind of be like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, I'm not a porn star. And it's like, yeah, I remember like it was one incident. We were doing something different. Uh-huh. And he had it play out in his head one way, and I had it played out in my head another way. And he got all like, well, that wasn't how I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, what? You don't plan it out. You kind of just go with it. Like, you just made it up. And like, who cares? It's not going to be like a scene from one of these like porn videos. It's going to be like whatever the hell we decide to do, and you go with it. Come on now, like, be random. Yeah, it was very interesting. And I'm like, but a lot of guys expect when they watch all this, they expect, you know, when they get in bed with a woman, that's what you're doing,
right?
Or what's going to happen, what they're going to look like, what's going to, you know,
that's how they're going to react. And and I mean, it totally distorts reality, you know. I think after a while, if you start watching it, you'll think every woman will just drop her pants for you, you know. And it's sad this way, and people have to remember it's just a film, you know. I mean, people
they don't realize that it's fake. And he's like, it's not fake. And I'm like, yes it is. They cut scenes and they need different camera angles. No they don't, it's all one swift move. And I'm like, then it was rehearsed that way.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever you say, because you know all about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's just like not a big turn on for me. So I look for different kind of porn and stuff. Anyway, I think our guest is calling, so let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. This is Sarah Lococo from Vail.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Sarah from Vail. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're good. Sam is really pumped up this morning, so it's kind of been fun.
Right. But Bridgetta has turned me on to skiing and everything, and we wanted to hear a little bit about this. So you live in Vail?
I do, yep, live and work in Vail.
Wow. How long have you lived there? I mean, I don't know many people that were born there, but I'm sure
yeah,
there's reasons to move.
I can't claim that I'm a local or anything, but I moved out here just over 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, from where?
From Massachusetts.
Oh.
Another
East
nice
Coast
snowy
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm East Coast too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Awesome. I grew up in Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Very cool.
Yeah. So you make a move from the East Coast to Vail, Colorado. And did you have any specific plans as to what you were going to do there?
Well, yes. I actually, I was an avid snowboarder throughout, you know, kind of growing up. And then after I graduated from college, I worked at a resort on the East Coast and decided that I wanted to get out west to the bigger mountains. So started looking for jobs, and I actually had a job secured before I came out here. So
my plan
fell into place real nicely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, it's got to be kind of scary, though. I mean, moving to a small place like that, no?
It's definitely scary making a move somewhere where you don't really know anyone.
Right.
That was for sure a big step, but the small resort town vibe was something I was looking forward to.
Plus,
I'm
guess,
not from the big city or anything, so.
And plus, you have so many visitors coming from everywhere that you get to meet different people all the time, which I always find, you know, really cool.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little melting pot here. There's people from all over the country who come here to live and work, and all over the world too.
That's awesome.
Now, what happens in the summer? Obviously, this is your downtime over there, right?
It is a little bit. Obviously, winter is our, you know, big season, but we do, summers here are amazing, and we have a lot going on at the mountain, even in the summer. We've got, you know, hiking and mountain biking and four-wheel tours on the mountain. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on, and we've got some new stuff planned for this summer, too, that will include zip lines and climbing features. So summer's definitely growing here, and it's a pretty beautiful time to visit. Great weather.
Yeah.
That would be incredible to do a zip line like off or like a ski resort, you know, during the winter, because I can't imagine. It'd be so fun.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's cool. So are there like several resorts there, or is it just one?
Vail falls under Vail Resorts, which is the company that owns multiple resorts in the U.S. So right here in Colorado, we have Vail, we have Beaver Creek, we have Keystone, and we have Breckenridge. And so you come here to Vail, your ticket works at all of those resorts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're all within about an hour driving distance. So you have a lot of great options.
Ooh, okay.
That's awesome. And so how did you guys get dumped on this season? Like what?
We did have a very snowy December. We're in a little bit of a dry spell right now, but we're looking for that to turn around very soon. We always welcome tons of snow. So it's been a good start in December, but we're waiting for some more for sure.
You know, it's funny. It's like growing up on the East Coast, and it's like we ski on ice. You know, it's like.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my god. And then I tried snowboarding, and I was in Killington, Vermont, and I broke my arm on the first run on my birthday, and I'm like, oh my god. So I know, and I haven't ever gotten back on a snowboard, and I always thought I would be good because I surf and, you know, I've skateboarded, so I'm like, oh, I think I'd be a pretty good snowboarder. Yeah, and that fear of...
Yeah, if you have those skills, it definitely helps with the learning process for snowboarding, and we also have a fantastic ski and snowboard school that can definitely help you get on the slopes.
I'm considering doing it because it's like, then moving over here and then coming, I just went to Tahoe, and then I went to Whistler not too long ago, and it's like the snow is totally different. Mm. And I'm so excited to go to Vail, and I'm going there in February actually, and I'm so stoked for it. But I might try snowboarding again.
Yeah.
Just try
it. You should definitely consider it. I'm a snowboarder myself.
Yeah,
so now, I would highly recommend it.
Sarah, is snowboarding more challenging than skiing, or is it easier?
I think there's kind of mixed opinions out there. A lot of people will say snowboarding's a little bit more difficult to pick up right away, just because of the balance and everything you have to learn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
yeah.
I think in general, you can get really good at snowboarding quicker than you can on skiing.
And skiing.
That would be my personal opinion.
See, and it's funny because, like, I've been skiing forever, and I'm, like, I'm that girl that usually takes the skis on the snowboard park and do crazy things, and I'm like, oh, yeah. But I have so much fun doing it. Last time I was in – I did Breckenridge, like, a couple years ago. And we did. We went – we're doing rails. And one of my friends did it, and she fell on the pole right in her – it was not so good. But no, I loved it. I know. But do how is the – you guys have a whole snowboard park over in Vail, too? Or, I mean, is it
– Oh, yeah. Okay. We've got a couple. We've got two on the western side of the mountain, the Blana and Pride Terrain Parks, and they're kind of beginner and intermediate progression park.
Okay.
And then over on the eastern side of our mountain, in the Golden Peak area, we have a very large terrain park set up. We just opened a new 22-foot half pipe, which be used for the Burton U.S. Open Snowboarding Championships at the end of February here.
That's going to be great.
And then they're working on a slope-style course there as well. So that's, you know, the big time.
Mm-hmm. That's
if
awesome.
If you're really good. So.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. Sarah, you know, I've never skied before, so I'm always curious, how long would it take me, like, to learn to ski? You know, obviously not to be great, but to at least get on the skis and move.
Ski school.
Oh, you would be doing that your first day here.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. I thought it would take so long to learn that that's why I always put it off, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely some, it depends, you know, kind of on your natural ability and how athletic you are, for sure, that is a factor, but if you take a lesson with the ski and snowboard school, you'll be on your skis at the end of the day for sure.
Wow,
you should definitely do it. So I'm encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's beginners and advanced and things like that.
Actually, how many blacks are there on the mountain? Double blacks, greens, like whatnot. Is it friendly to all, or is each mountain different for each level?
I mean, Vail is huge. We have 5,289 acres to ski.
Wow.
So
that's a lot.
We have the front side, which has a lot of groomers, has everything, like very beginner terrain to expert terrain. And then we're kind of famous for our back bowls. We have 7 back bowls. It's all wide open bowl skiing.
Wow.
So that would be your advanced, intermediate to expert level skiing and snowboarding.
Awesome.
Fantastic on a powder day.
Yeah.
So there's just so much terrain that if you're a beginner, intermediate, or expert, you'll have plenty to explore here.
Awesome. And then you guys obviously make your own snow as well, right?
We do some snow making in the earlier season, But that, like the back bowls and an area we have called Blue Sky Basin, that's all natural snow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. That's now, for those who are making plans and stuff, when does the season end for skiing? And
this season, our closing date is April 14th, so the middle of April.
Oh, so there's still plenty of time.
We're about halfway through the season right now.
Awesome.
Right, plenty of time.
Or a little less.
And then, okay, so what else is there to do in, let's say, if a family comes up, or not even a family, like a couple or whatever, what other things are there to do besides skiing? Let's say if they want to just take a break for the day, there's obviously little bars and whatnot, right?
Yep. Yeah. We have a great little village at the bottom of the mountain. Tons of restaurants, shopping, cafes, spas. So that's a great activity to do if you want to rest your legs from the slopes. And then we also have a great facility called Adventure Ridge, which is up on the mountain, but you can just ride the gondola up there. Mm-hmm. And there's tubing and kids snowmobiling, bungee trampolines, and we do ski biking tours as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you said kids snowmobiling. Are there any ones where adults can snowmobile?
Well, yeah. On the mountain, we just offer kids snowmobiling because it's just a little track we have top, but there are definitely, you know, other companies in the area who do, you know, kind of backcountry snowmobiling tours.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's definitely not boring going there.
No,
I would imagine.
Oh, no.
Plenty
plenty to do here.
Yeah. Great destination. You know, I never considered it before, but now I'm thinking, wow, you know. And, you know, you see all this in the movies and stuff, and it's, like, so beautiful there, you know.
Do it.
Amazing. Yeah.
See, I am here to make him try more adventures.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you should definitely get him out today.
Yeah, I'm totally the opposite of Virginia. She'll like break limbs and I stay home.
It's true.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, what is your website for people to find out more information?
You can go to www.vail.com, and that'll have everything you need to know about the mountain, the town, ski and snowboard school, events going on. So that's your go-to spot.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you so much for all this information. Now we're really turned on to Vail.
Great, yeah, I'm happy to.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
thank you, and all the best to you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You
Bye.
Too.
Bye.
See, you should try skiing.
I should, and I will. You know, even if I don't go all the way to Vail, I got to do it here or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a great destination because I think once you're a skier, then you look for places like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, it sounds like so much fun, you know, to be in like snow environment and things like that.
Oh, it's so beautiful to be in one with, you know, nature and just like, you know, there's no dramas or anything. I mean, you got to worry about not falling, but I mean, if you fall, who cares? But I guess when I went, you know, my leg's still kind of shafty. So I was taking my good old time getting down the mountain, but I'm being careful because I'm usually very adventurous, but I'm being really careful. I really just do not want anything broken again. But I have fun in Tahoe and I can't wait to go to Vail and check it out.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll be there in February.
So you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
pretty
cool.
Stoked. Yeah, I'm going Valentine's
Day. Take some nice pictures and everything.
I will. I'll post them all over.
So we can see what we were talking about
Absolutely.
Here in this interview.
Absolutely, I will.
Was that movie in Vail, the Dumb and Dumber, when they went
there?
Oh,
yeah. That was based on Vail.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like that small town with the main street and everything, you know.
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
Well, I love snow towns. I think every snow or mountain town basically is a small little village at the bottom with like several restaurants and bars and shops. And of course, they usually have a couple places where you can, you know, spas, like massages and whatnot, because you definitely need it after a damn mountain.
Really?
Yeah. And so I love the cute little towns. I think they're adorable. Every place, any place that has a mountain has a cute little town that goes with it. So I love it because you do get to meet people from all over the place. You know?
So where do you have to fly into to get there? Denver?
Flying to Denver, and then you would drive about an hour and a half.
Oh, an hour and a half. Okay, so it's not that bad.
Yeah. No, it's like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. It's not far at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah.
Do it, do it.
Well, where I'm going, it's flooding all the time, you know, in Israel.
Oh, is it?
I guess, yeah. I mean, they're getting some really serious rains.
Wow.
You see, like, cars on top of each other.
Why are you going
there? Yeah, like a fucking tsunami, you know?
Crazy.
What the hell is that? I've never seen that before.
A tsunami?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen that before. But you've seen cars on top of one another.
Aww.
And it's crazy. I don't imagine it'll be like that, but...
Well, if they're showing it like that, then it's going to be like that still when
Well,
there.
You don't know, you know. I mean, I'm going next week, you
know.
They're
going to drain it all? Are they going to bring in ships to drain it?
No, it drains by itself eventually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, we get floods here, not that bad, but sometimes it gets pretty bad where you can't walk the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Take your swimming shoes.
What?
Take your swimming
swimming shoes.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Shut up. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, let's see what's going on. This man was arrested for giving people wedgies.
What? <I guess. laughs> No. That's awesome.
After outside the movie theater. He's 18 years old. And he was arrested for battery charges, giving people wedgies.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
I mean, what the hell is going on in people's heads, you know?
Wow.
No, it sounds funny, but can you imagine if someone did that to you?
Give me a wedgie. I would just do it right back.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, man. That's cool. He's 18 years old, out on bail for $750.
You what?
$750 bond.
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny. How many people did he get?
I don't know. They're not saying. It's got to be the funniest piece of news today.
That's pretty awesome. Where was this?
This was in, I just closed it. I don't know. Somewhere. I guess a helicopter crashed in London this morning.
Oh.
Two people killed. What happened is, I guess there was heavy fog and the helicopter flew into a crane that was attached to to a tower.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, helicopters are so friggin' dangerous. Have you ever been on one?
Yeah, I have, and I don't like them.
Yeah. It's like they're so, there's no balance at all, you know. I mean, it's just like, you know, it malfunctions and that's it. You're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know many people that survive helicopter crashes.
No, because there's not, exactly.
Yeah.
You
can't glide down or anything, you know.
I'm like shaking my head, like anyone can see it.
I mean, it's flying a helicopter is a balancing act from the beginning, from the moment you take off, you know. If you like let your foot off or something, that's it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're controlling everything with your feet, your hands, and but yeah, I mean, luckily more people did not die, but it's flying a helicopter in fog. I mean, what were they thinking? I don't know.
Kind of retarded, but everyone has their.
Yeah.
You know what? What was that? There's a there's a movie that was made from it too. It's like people that die, they die stupidly from stupid choices. There's there's an award that's given. The Darwin Awards.
Really?
Have you heard of that?
No.
Yes, there's a movie made of it too. It's so hilarious. I mean, it's mean, but it'd be like, you know, some guy who would be like, let's try zorbing off of the mountain cliff and see if I can bounce to the bottom of the ravine and stay alive. You know, and then obviously he dies and splats everywhere. But it's like people that do things and then die because they're just, it was so retarded they just did it anyway.
Uh-huh.
It's called they get Darwin Awards.
Really?
Yeah. And there was a movie that was made about it. I've watched it. It was, who was in it? Winona Ryder. She was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What a weird thing.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Have you been to London before?
Yeah, I lived there for 6 months.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah, it's different, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes some getting used to, you know. When I go there as a tourist, it's like, you know, everything is old and, you know, it's smaller and more compact and stuff.
Well, I love the vibe there.
The vibe is amazing.
Oh, absolutely amazing.
Vibe is amazing.
Yeah, I love it. I really do. And I enjoy history. So anything that has historical to it and they keep it that way, which is, I think is incredible.
Yeah, especially in London for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so much history going on there that it's amazing.
Yep.
And there's just a lot of culture and art and I mean, it's a great town to go visit if you haven't been.
Yep.
And
obviously you've been or you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times, actually. I was there, 2 years ago? I think on my way to Israel at that time, too. So.
Oh, so you guys stop over there along
the way. Yeah, it was just me on the way, yeah. So I was there. Let me tell you, it's not much fun traveling on your own, you know? I mean, I was just on my way to Israel, so I stopped there for a couple of days, no big deal. But it's still, it's like, you know, you're in a new place. It's boring to be alone.
Right.
You know, you got to be with someone.
Right.
So.
Well, I have a lot of good friends live there, thank God.
Yeah.
But, cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, more stuff. I guess Facebook introduces a new cool feature. They call it graph search.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently now you can search more than just names of people. You can search on places, on pictures, on things like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they're saying, you know, if you want to look for like a photo of Berlin from 1989, bam, it'll show it to you.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So it's like really cool and it sounds great. You got to get it's still in beta stage, which is the testing stage. So you need to get on the wait list to gain access right now. Bless you.
Thank you.
And, but I guess they're saying they're not exactly sure when they're going to roll it out.
Right.
But at the same time, it's coming. So,
That's kind of cool. I mean, I guess it's standard photos, right? They're not like taking them from people that, you know.
Yeah, just the people, just the photos on the, but how would they know a photo from, maybe if someone tags the photo, like from Berlin or something, they would
know.
Right,
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's amazing all the facial recognition they have now. I mean, have you seen that? It's like it.
Yeah.
It knows how to tag your picture before you tell them who it is.
It's crazy.
That's scary stuff, man. You know, you were talking about yesterday about Minority Report. That's exactly the way it was happening. You know, he would go in the mall and the ads. You know, they would recognize him, and the ads would be targeted toward him only.
Yep.
You know.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
See, now we're kind of, I'm telling you.
And they're going to, you know.
Be scared. Big Brother's watching. 1984, George Orwell.
Yeah.
All
they're
over.
Catching criminals this way, too, you know, by face recognition.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, but a cool thing from Facebook, you know, after that fucking fiasco with the timeline thing, I hate that timeline.
I really hate it, too.
I still hate it, you know?
Me too.
I wish they would do something about it. I mean, or at least design it well, you know? I mean, if you notice, pictures are, like, so huge on it.
It jumps back and forth. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally, like, frustrating. I thought we'd get used to it, but I don't think you can ever get used to that thing, man.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Let's see. Philadelphia. A 5-year-old girl was abducted Monday, and she was found at a playground, barely dressed.
What?
Yeah. I guess a man was walking by, and he heard little whispers like, help, help. I mean, can you imagine? It's like
how
I want to cry when I'm thinking about
how
it.
How old is she?
She's 5 years old.
Oh, my God.
She only had a shirt on. And apparently what happened is she was she was abducted from her school. Mm. They're saying there's no signs of injury, so maybe she's okay. I don't know. But they're saying that she claimed she was stolen. You know,
they stole me?
Yeah, they stole me. I mean, 5 years old. Can you imagine? They don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, my God.
I guess this woman, they're saying a woman wearing Muslim-style head garb with her face covered, went to the school. She just scribbled the name, and they let her through. She went into the classroom, asked for the girl by name, and said she was her mother, and she wants to take her to eat breakfast or something. And
the school doesn't know who the parents are? I mean, I would think that, like, most teachers know who every parent is.
I know.
And they don't just let someone come sign in and take a child.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
But maybe because she was covered, maybe the parents of the girl are like that too or something, you know, and they didn't check or whatever. But I mean, it sounds like a good way to get in, to sneak in, you know, by dressing like that without showing your face.
Obviously, but it was done on purpose. Maybe the father owned.
Yeah, they're saying it's not a random act, you know. They're saying the woman knew what to do.
The father must owe money somewhere, and they took her.
So?
Yeah, they probably took her for the night. Didn't do anything new or anything wrong. She probably found without clothes on because they wanted to make it look like that. Or maybe the girl was like, I don't want to wear these anymore, and took them off. Because, you know, I'm telling you, when you're 4 or 5 years old, I don't want to wear this. And then it comes off, and they run around naked, and they think it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's no signs of injury or anything, that's kind of more than likely what happened. I'm not saying that's right in any way at all, but it kind of seems like the father might owe someone some money.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know. But the thing is that it's so scary to think that our kids are so vulnerable in school, you know?
Yep.
I mean, people just walk in. What is that?
That's such crap. See, that... I'm glad that this is in the news, and this should be plastered everywhere as a warning sign. And like, every school should not... See, I don't really care if you're dressed in your Muslim garbs or whatever you're in for your religious purposes. If you're coming in to pick up a child, you take your shit off. Mm. I want to see your face.
Right.
Talk about face recognition. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and there should be face recognition with, like, parents.
Right.
You can't just... You expect... You know, you send your kids to school, and you think it's a safe place for them to learn, and someone's going to come and steal them away.
Yeah. I mean, this is their safe haven, and people are just walking into school, shooting, kidnapping, you know? And, I mean, these kids are helpless. Somebody's got to watch over them.
I did hear about the hell they're changing the gun laws more about, you know, doing more background checks. But haven't they always done background checks?
I thought they have, too, you know, but maybe some states don't. I don't know. Maybe it's not a federal thing. So I guess now they're taking some steps, and it's good, you know. And I think the NRA is really looking ridiculous now, you know.
Right.
They're really fighting this tooth and nail. And the thing is that shut up, you know. I mean, the thing is, kids were killed. You know, I mean, the whole nation is struggling to figure this out.
Yeah, but it's like Guy Heist. It's exactly like Guy Heist. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's a whole movie that talks about all this being planned, exactly what Hitler did. And they went around it. And guess what? The people are the ones who demanded the guns off the streets. And then look what happened.
Yeah.
Hitler went in to each person. They had no way to defend themselves. And they were murdering their own people.
Right. But so, we're not talking about taking guns from people.
It's new
but
world
we
order.
Don't need assault guns at all.
We
I
don't need
really
assault
think,
guns. There's no reason to have machine guns.
I mean, what are you going to do? Kill a deer with, like, you know, 50 rounds? I mean, what the fuck?
You can't even eat it. Right, you wouldn't be able to eat it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's not for hunting, obviously, you know? And it's for shooting people and killing a lot of people. That's the point. And for people that say, oh, it's fun to shoot, blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know, We got to draw the line somewhere. Yeah, it's fun to shoot.
I don't think they should be taken away. Like, if I want to go and shoot in a gun range and they have them there for me to rent, you know, in the gun range.
Yeah, that would be cool,
that should
I
be
think.
Fine.
Yeah. And I think that nobody's opposing that, you know. I mean, there's no...
I don't know.
No damage in that, no harm. But at the same time, you know, I mean, the thing is that people are just like...
So what are they going to do? Take away all semi-automatic guns that people already own? Because that's not right. That's not right at all.
Why is it not right?
Because they already own them. Like, no.
Yeah, so you trade them in or something, you know?
I don't like it.
Well, we've got to do something, Brigetta. You know, I mean
I understand.
It's like the fuck. We're so obsessed with guns in this country. You know, I don't know what it
is. It's because it's our right, and I'm tired of our rights being taken away. That's the whole point of it. That's what's fucked up, honestly. Like, if I don't own a semi-automatic gun, but if I did, and you were to come in, and you need to turn it in, fuck that. I've had it for 20 years. I'm not turning that shit in. Go suck one.
Well, if it's illegal, then you would.
No, I wouldn't, unless I would actually wait for them to come pound on the door.
Yeah.
Which they're not
going
to.
Is that important for you to have the gun?
Yes, because it's my right. It's taking away my legal rights.
Well, if they change the law, then you don't have a right.
Do you stop at every stop sign?
What?
Do you stop at every stop sign?
I do. But
I don't.
But
I don't.
It's not
I don't
quite the same, you know?
It is. I'm saying. I don't give a flying fuck. I talk on my phone when I drive. How about that? I hold it, too. Oh, God. And I text.
You should be arrested.
I don't give a fuck.
You should
shit.
Be arrested.
Oh, no. I'm such a bad citizen.
It's dangerous. I mean, you know,
whatever.
They were shown on the news I saw yesterday. They let the reporter use a simulator. And so she was, like, driving and stuff. And then she's getting a text, and she's just looking over. And for a split second, bam, she ran into something. And
I'm sorry, but A, know. It's a woman. I'm most women
well,
drivers.
You're a woman too.
No, but see, I am, but I am a smart woman. Uh-huh. Most women drivers are fucking idiots. I mean, I went to racing school, so I'm pretty damn good. And I grew up on the East Coast. I'll tell you what, East Coast drivers are way better than over
but
here.
But distraction is
people
distraction.
People here are retarded.
Together, you know?
She's a freaking idiot. An idiot. You know, and I will say most women, this is what pisses me off too. I tweeted it the other day. This shit pisses me off. Why is it that women who don't know how to drive and have no, and this is true, most women do not have a sense of direction. I happen to. And most women don't have a mathematical brain. It depends which sort of the brain you're using. And they also don't realize how big their damn car is. They think that it's a boat. Yeah. And they're like, I can't fit through. I'm like, you freaking moron. I could fit an entire car between the two of us, you stupid fuckface.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, last night was one of the most irritating things ever. I pulled into a drive, and I had to back out because it was a dead end. And let me tell you, there were three cars that were stuck there, and no one would move. And I'm the car that I can't move. Mm. You have to move. I had to get out of the car and direct them how to turn the car, given there was a guy there too.
Right.
But I'm like, are you guys complete asinine morons? What is wrong with you? You move your car this way. You move your car that way. And guess what? I move my car out, and then we don't have a traffic jam here on this fucking street. There was like 20 car backup just because this freaking idiot had slammed me in and was blocking the road. And I'm like, if you move, if the car behind you moves, then it's this puzzle piece, it's just a puzzle.
Yeah.
They're freaking idiots.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I don't think
I don't
they require
it.
Too much to get a driver's license here. That's the problem.
It
you know,
just bothers
anybody
the
can get
hell
it.
Out of me. And it's like also, like, if a girl comes in and you drive a car, the thing is too, and this is a lot of East Coast stuff, but women who drive like the Tahoes or Suburbans, like I drive one and I know the size of my car. Hell, I'm good at this. You know, I can drive an RV and I'm great. But most people cannot.
Right.
They don't realize the size of their vehicle. They're so paranoid they're going to hit someone or something and that their car is way too big. It takes up the whole road. Oh, my God. Are you guys freaking retarded?
Yeah.
Like, they are. They shouldn't be allowed to drive these big cars. There should be extra tests for bigger cars.
Yeah. I think with those big SUVs, you also have people that don't really need them. And I think they feel like... a sense of like security and stuff, so
maybe.
They drive like shit. It's like, oh, nobody's gonna hit me, nothing's gonna happen to my car.
I'll tell you what.
But you're right, it's like driving a bus for some people, you know?
They just don't know how to use it. And
no.
It's like people that can drive, then I have no problem with. Like, you know, if you've got a big car, you better be able to drive that big car.
Yeah.
And get the hell, you know, it's beyond me how people don't realize the true size of their cars. And
right.
You learn this on the side streets of LA and parking lots and whatnot because you try not to take the major roads because there's so much traffic, so you take the smaller roads, and that's where people are like, oh, God, you're going to hit my car.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, you dumb nimwit. Do you realize you've got 6 feet? You know, like, just, oh, my God. This is when I want to take people out of the car and drag them out and be like, you don't deserve to drive.
Right, yeah. What you need to do is mellow out and not care. Like, smoke a joint before you leave the house, and then you don't care.
I can't explain to you how frustrating it is to me. It's just like...
I know, the key is not to...
You know what it is? It's dumb people. That's what gets on my nerves, is stupidity. It's common freaking sense.
Right.
People that have no sense and can't use their brains for common things is beyond me.
Right.
You shouldn't even be allowed to be behind a vehicle then.
But you can't allow yourself to get mad every time this happens because there's so many stupid people out there, you know?
Oh, my God.
You just need to expect it and know that there's going to be people like that, you know? I mean, a car is like a major device to operate, I think, and many people don't have any clue.
Right.
You know,
no, they don't.
How dangerous a car can be and how responsible you have to be when you drive a car.
Dude, that's a new show right there. I should go around and rip people out of the car who don't deserve to be driving. I like it.
That
I like
would be
it.
A good show. I would love to see that. Oh, God.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Go around and it's like you have this team that comes around when you're driving and it's like, get out of the car, get out of the car. This is a raid. Why? Because you're an idiot. Don't deserve to drive. We could call it car raid.
Yeah.
Cleaning up the streets, the tagline.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was in South Africa, they were actually carjacking like that.
I didn't mean carjacking. I meant car raid. Yeah. You can have your car back. I'll drive it back for you.
Yeah.
You're just not allowed to drive it. You're on probation for a year.
Yeah.
And so you forgot
no,
how to drive
it. No, but in the carjacking, you're pulling people out of their car. You know, that's what I meant.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to call it car raid.
Yeah. So, Sir Elton John is a father again.
Really?
Yeah.
They adopted?
I don't know if they adopted or if it's their boy. They're not saying, you know. Because, I mean, they don't have to adopt. They can just donate
yeah.
their sperm and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, no, it says the birth of our second son completes our family. So, you know, maybe they were expecting it
mm-hmm.
somewhere or another, you know. Surrogate mother or something like that. But, I mean, this guy's old. What is he, like 70-something, Elton John?
Is he?
What business do you have bringing a baby to the world, you know?
Aww.
Regardless of the fact that you're gay, you know, that's not the point.
That should not matter.
Yeah.
That does not matter about what...
But as far as age, I think you have to be, you know, responsible. I mean, how long are you going to live before... you know, to see your kid before you die. I mean,
in
not...
his defense, he has an entire plan. He's got enough money where he would have an entire plan for that child to be set for life once they turn 18.
No, that's so, true. But you don't get to see, you don't get to enjoy the child very, very much.
Well, you get to enjoy it for the next 18 years.
The child's going to have a kid that, I don't know, 18 years? I don't know, man. If he's like in his, what do you think? He's in his 60s or
70s?
60s. 60s, huh? So he's got plenty of time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. They already have a 2-year-old boy. And
so they need a little playmate.
Yeah, that's what they wanted.
So that's good. There's yeah. nothing wrong with that. Oh, Sam.
I guess not.
Oh, Sam.
No, it just said, yeah, I don't know. I would prefer young parents. You know?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. You
yeah.
know? My parents were really young.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were 21 when they had me.
Oh, wow. That's young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's the older generation, I guess.
The older generation, they're still married.
My
so.
Mom had me when I was 19. I mean, that was
yeah.
that was a generation ago.
Yeah.
A few of them.
Yeah, right. But it's like my parents are still married, so it's incredible to, yeah. you know, they get, there's just, times were different.
Yeah. I know, it's amazing, you know, how the previous generations have stayed together despite problems, you know. And you can't say they haven't had problems
oh,
and things like that,
yeah.
you know.
There was it's a time just, where I was like, oh, God, are they going to make it or not? I mean, there, a lot of it was during the recession back in the 80s. I remember growing up and being like, oh, God, you
yeah.
know, but it wound up being fine. Obviously.
Yeah, money problems can really get into,
yeah.
Get between people. And, yeah, it's cool when parents stay together. I know my parents went through some hard times, too, and stuff, you know, but
yeah.
eventually you just go back, you know, because
mm-hmm.
That's what you know, that's what you're familiar with, and so forth, you know. But, because, I mean, today so many people get divorced, you know, and it's not a bad thing necessarily, but maybe it makes people not try as hard.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I think it's more focused on the individual. You know, once you get older, the kids are grown and stuff, you know, and then you go, well, you know, I'm not happy here anymore.
Well, also, like, if you guys aren't happy, then you shouldn't be together in the first place. I mean, right. Why live a miserable life when you could live so much happier, and the child could be happier when you guys aren't miserable, because they breed everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, especially if they're young, too. So, it sucks, like, when it happens, but, I mean, it happens. So, I'd much rather be happy and know that there's someone else out there.
Yeah. But you definitely want to try and work it out for the sake of the kids and stuff, right. You know. But they're saying you shouldn't stay together for the kids, but yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder about that.
No, I definitely wouldn't, because I'll tell you what, I would, when my parents were screaming and yelling, and I just couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. Right. Could not do it. I'd much rather have them both be separate and happy than, you know, have screaming all the time.
Yeah, so I guess there's something to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
All right, well, that's it for today. Everybody go out, check out Vail.com.
Yes.
What a great domain name, man. They got the short name. And that's it. I guess we're going to be here tomorrow. We'll have a guest.
Oh, yeah, we have Nancy Dreyfus, who's going to talk to us about how to talk to the one you love.
Sounds good. We need to learn that sometime.
We do.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks, Brigetta, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.